Those of you who've looked over your order of service have likely already noticed that our service today is a bit different than usual. As you can see on the front cover of the order of service, today our focus is on the holiday Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead for those of you who don't read or speak Spanish. In putting the service together, we felt it was important to include some of the common practices that are associated with this particular holiday. One of those common practices is creating an altar that honors those we are remembering who are no longer with us, who have passed. The table on my far right will serve as our altar this morning. In just a few minutes, I will invite all of you who have brought photos and mementos to bring them forward and to place them on the altar to personalize it, to make it special to this community. Before we personalize our altar, however, I would like to mention a few things about the history of this holiday. My guess is some of you don't know much about it. To begin with, it might be helpful to put this holiday in a context many of us are familiar with. All of us, for example, are aware that tomorrow is Halloween. Halloween is celebrated on the same date as All Hallows' Eve, a holiday with roots in the Roman Catholic Church. Those of you who are familiar with Roman Catholic holidays know that the following 2 days, November 1st and 2nd, are known as All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day, respectively. Dia de los Muertos is also celebrated on November 1st and 2nd. Now, it would be easy to assume that Dia de los Muertos is simply a regional version of how All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day are celebrated. It would be easy to assume that, but such an assumption would miss some important information about this celebration and its history. While Dia de los Muertos coincides with All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day, the holiday actually has its origins long, long before Christianity existed. Historians tell us that the holiday goes back at least 4,000 years, and its birthplace was on this continent, in an area we now know as Central America. The Aztecs were holding festivals celebrating the deceased for nearly 2.5 centuries before the Spanish arrived in this country that we now call Mexico. Notice, I said the Aztecs were celebrating the deceased. They weren't just remembering them. They weren't just honoring them. And they weren't mourning them. The Aztecs believed that the dead would want to be celebrated. So that is what they did. They celebrated the dead with a festival that went on for a month. They knew how to celebrate. This practice, along with the belief the Aztecs held in the cyclical nature of life and death, made it possible for them to move beyond what is commonly considered to be the natural fear of death. When the Spanish vanquished the Aztecs in 1521, the celebration changed. At that time, Spain was a decidedly Roman Catholic country. The conquerors did all that they could to stomp out this ancient festival as well as the beliefs that were its foundation. So today, nearly 500 years after the Aztecs were conquered, the celebration of those who have died continues. It continues with festivities, with food, with song and laughter, and with appreciation and joy for those who have come and gone from this life. This is the perspective I would invite us to seek to emulate as we begin to personalize the altar. May we remember and feel joy for those who have blessed our lives with their presence. And may we feel gratitude for the many memories that they gave us and that we continue to hold on to. Now, prior to our service, you were invited and encouraged to bring photos and mementos of those who have special meaning to you and who are no longer living. Those photos and memories are what will both fill and personalize our altar today. Shortly, I will invite you to bring these items forward and place them on our altar. The area up here is not very large, as you can see, so I would offer a suggestion that only a few people come forward at a time in order to reduce the congestion. We'll take whatever time is necessary to allow everyone the opportunity to place what they've brought on, or if necessary, if there's too much, in front of our altar. So I invite you now, when you feel so moved, to come forward and place a photo or a memento here at our altar. As I stated previously, the Day of the Dead holiday is a time for remembering, honoring, and celebrating those who've been important in our lives and are now deceased. In keeping with the intent of this holiday, let us now take a time to focus our attention on those who are no longer living and to share the names of those we are remembering. I would suggest that each of us take a few moments to think of each person we are remembering today and sit quietly for a brief time with the thought of that person. If and when you feel so moved, I would encourage you to speak the name so all can hear. It may be that two or more of you may say a name at the same time. That's quite all right. What matters is that the names be spoken in recognition of our remembering. When the speaking of the names has come to an end, I will ring a chime to indicate our naming is complete. Let us now turn inward and begin remembering those who have touched our lives and taken their last breath. You may speak a name whenever you feel so moved to do so.
Robert and Bruce Williams.
Rosalie Spetsnaz.
Bernd Troxell.
Diane.
And Julia Kellogg.
John Loy.
John Clausen.
Dr. Jess Harris.
Alan, Eddie, Rob, Eric.
Peter Jacobs.
My oldest son, Chuck.
Judy Fulton.
Rube Miller.
Bill Pierce.
Ivan and Lenore Shaw.
Ruth Sterling.
My husband, Bill Lamar.
Marion and Calvin Brown, my parents.
Lillian and Cleo Dean.
Betsy Mayfield, Dana Cruz. Caroline Allgood.
Aunt Todd and Uncle Jane.
Hans Dolores, Linda Gregerson.
Donna Jean Barch.
Dean Preston.
Alita Sargent.
Maybelle Pierce.
Uncle Joe.
Mom and Dad.
Roger Hanson.
Ki'ai Gekoa.
Barney Corbin. Carol Waters Day.
Caroline Bianchini.
What is Darlington? My husband, Tom.
My mother, my father, 1977. My brother, 1998.
Edna Berg.
You're up, my name, Marshall.
My Aunt Edith Spitznas.
Les and Linda Saunders.
Ted Wilkins.
Wanda Lamb.
Louise Burroughs.
Lawrence Gurgi. Henrietta and John Muir.
John Monkain.
Ned Downs.
David Lowe.
Doris Keating.
Kent Kreider.
John Fisher.
Susie Hoff.
Danae Hanson.
Marvin Becker.
George Cole.
Kenny Clausen.
Dick Noble.
Red Fox.
Glenn Smith.
My grandson, Devin.
John Twitty. Marv Bacher.
Helen Strickland.
Gretchen Chase.
Fox.
Emma Darlington.
Ellie Severson.
Gretchen Whitmont. Morris Jaffe.
Lily.
Marie Gerber.
Thank you. And now, please turn to number 720 in the back of your hymnal and join me in reading responsibly. I'll read the lines in regular text and you read aloud the lines in italics. In the rising of the sun and in its going down, we remember them.
In the lowering of the winds and in the chill of winter, we remember them.
In the opening of buds and in the rebirth of spring, we remember them.
In the blueness of the sky and in the warmth of summer, we remember them.
In the rustling of the leaves and in the beauty of autumn, we remember them.
In the in the beginning of the year, and at the end, we remember them.
When we are weary and in need of strength, we remember them.
When we are lost and sick at heart, we remember them.
When we have joys we yearn to share, we remember them.
So long as we